Fine. This Tikkun Chazara, we left off last time, the Gabi Rafua. And we said the Raisa last time, when a person is a Mechush we explained last time, being Dainu, Hudson, Magishma, uncomfortable, he wants to take his medicine. We said the Raisa last time, Mishulchonorch, Shinchovchet, if Alice said about it, awesome. There's no remedy that a person can take on Shabbos if he's only a Mechush. He gave many exceptions, one of them being, for example, if a person takes something that there is no medicine to take, for example, he has a bruise, and he wants to put a bag of ice over the bruise, there's about this water, because there's no medicine that you can take for the swelling to go down. Maybe any type of thing where there's no medicine to take, there's about this water. That's why some person want to try and exercising this water for the same reason. We also said, regular food that a person eats also is about the mutter. I feel if he's doing it for a fuhr, I feel if he's got a mechush, for example, a person wants to eat his apple with chicken soup, a person wants to have a tea with lemon or with honey in it, I feel if he's doing it to heal himself from his mechush, this is about his mutter. This is called a mechush brin. We'll speak more about that later Hashem today. We gave you other etayim, also removing external things. For example, we said if a person has a thorn or a splinter inside, taking it out is about the mutter. That's not called a fuhr. Now I want to go to the next section, but really it's the Pilchiders today, and maybe we'll get to the Chodesh in with Sakonis, maybe even Sakonis in also. So Be'etzem, the Mishnah, Shabbat Taf Lamedayim, says that if you have a Meichel Briyim, means, and we discussed this already once before, a Meichel Briyim is something that's normal to eat. The Mishnah says, it's a bad of its mutter to have. Right, that to eat something which is so normal that normal healthy people eat, I feel if your kavana is that you're having it to save yourself from a mechush, the value of tmuta. However, a non-meichel briyim, dainu, something which is not normally taken by a regular healthy person, so for halach is as follows: if the person is totally healthy, then it's muta because he's not having anything. But if he's got a mechush, he's got a headache, he's got a sore throat, whatever it may be, so over here he's not allowed to take something that's a non-meichel briyim. Because we don't look at this as a regular eating. Or maybe we look at it like a refuah, that's why it's awesome. Al Pisa, somebody came once to the Ben Moshe, the Ben Tinerov, they asked the following shaila. I have a headache. Now if I'm going to take myself a Tylenol, or a Panadol, whatever, all type of pills, wherever you are in the world, now what does that do? Does it heal me? He said, no, it doesn't heal you. What does it do? It just stops the pain. Now, stopping the pain is what they try to do with Ben Moshe. Stopping the pain is not a problem with refuah. Refuah means that you have an illness and you're saving yourself, you're healing yourself from the illness. Lemela, you ask the Ben Moshe. You take a regular pain killer. What does it do? It kills the pain. It doesn't heal you bad, Sam. It just stops your brain from feeling the pain. That's the Ash decided they asked the Ben Moshe. Not exactly asked the Ben Moshe. As long as nowadays, you see people popping these pills, you don't even know. I see they're not well, they're not well, yes well, they've got a headache, not got a headache, they're going to get a headache, maybe they get a headache. What is this thing? You know, they wanted a title that nowadays, a pill that's a painkiller, it's a mycobrium. So it's not looked upon as a refuah. You don't look upon a phone, you see someone taking a painkiller, you say, refuah shalema, big deal, everyone does it. Remain it's a mycobrium. That's the Zach number one. Who told you that removing pain is not refuah? So the minchasitz of Zabadi is refuah. When a person has a pain, he's a mechush. He can't go on. It's fucking schmuck. It's uncomfortable. Remela. The person takes a painkiller, he's removing that pain. That's called refuah on Shabbos. That's called refuah. Remela is awesome. Who has any other kind of also machnabek from the others? Well, also, they got a Michael Brian. That's just not that way. But, I'll be said, there's a lot of pills that we have to discuss that people take. The shaylikim, are they mukha? Are they asa? Can you take them on Shabbos or not? So we've already discussed last time that if you have a continuous cycle of medicine, right, that you started already before Shabbos, machlok is whether or not it's a 4-day cycle or it's a 7-day cycle, the Moshe Ba'as is everything. Or but the Moshe, we said a person generally takes the last cycle, a whole week of medicine, said Be'etim Mitzmota. We said the story was that what's the reason for taking pills for us on Shabbos? The pshat is because we are worried. Took the rush. Your person's bowl out of Rasai. If a person's bowl out of Rasai, we're worried that he's going to come along, he's going to do Shkika Summer Morning. It's a Minatari of Toychin. Mimela Chazal said don't do medicine. However, this guy over here And this guy's got a continuous cycle of medicine. That means, before Shabbos, he really knows. I thought, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he knows he has to have a whole supply in his house. So they know, it's what the Rosh, not Choshes, it's a matzah. As I pass in most of the poskim, apart from the Moshe, most poskim will be Mekel, if you have a continuous cycle of medicine, a person's not born or made of its mutter. I'll give you an example. A person has a diet supplement pill. That means that Ba'etzim, instead of eating, you take that pill, and it fills you up. So it stops the person from being so hungry. Maybe the person wants to go on a diet, so Merdeka da. The Shaddai can take it on Shabbos. So those poskins that Mishlam Zalman, Ibn Chassitzuk and others, is about its mutter. Why? Because he's not got a problem with him. There's nothing wrong with this guy. He's not a mechush. He wants to get a little bit thinner. The mayor, by taking this pill, is going to make him more full. That's not a fool on Shabbos. That's about its mutter. Now, iron pills. Now, iron pills, very last week, I think we discussed it, maybe towards the end, maybe afterwards, I don't remember, I think we discussed it afterwards. Anyway, somebody asked about iron pills. Now, if you're doomed by the doctors, the pshat is that cells that produce the oxygen in a person's body have to be replaced by iron. Which is why iron, discussed with Israel last week, iron is a very, very choshev zav that every single person needs. Right? Everybody needs oxygen in their blood. And maybe everybody needs iron. I'll repeat that. A person wants to have an iron pill. Now there's a lot of doctors that tell the women, for example, before birth, after birth, pregnancy, no, it doesn't make enough kumina. You always take iron pills. Loilam, just take it and take it and take it. So if in a zamatzav, it's about his mutter. Why? Because a person's not a mechush. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not taking it be'etzem for any choshev reason. It's just a base of the oxygen in their blood cells. And then it's good for everybody. It's called a melech abriyin. It's a mother's mutter. Masha ainkin. If you have a doctor that says, listen, your case, you need a lot of iron. Ech might say, prescribe it as a double portion or whatever it may be. But you mamish need a lot of iron. If that's the matzav, so why does she need the iron? She needs iron because actually there's a problem over there. The maid is a problem. Taking the iron in that situation could be a problem. Again, all depends if it's a continuous cycle that she's taking. There's a matter we can be mutter in that situation also. Sleeping pills. I gave attention to somebody last week. They asked me the shayla, what's with the sleeping pill on Shabbos? Sometimes women don't have, probably they can't sleep at night. So what's the halacha? So Ba'etzem, a lot of poskim I saw, they like to ask it. They ask this. Why? Because if you look at the person and he can't sleep, that means he has a problem, right? It's not a shmak. He's got a mechush. He's got a baya. How did he fix his baya? By taking a sleeping pill. The mechush, but it's also a medicine. It's not mean be'etzem. It's not a chodesh she'imo. It's a kona. It's a mechush. It's not a shmak. The mechush to take a pill. Just have others on four. On the sort of poskim, it depends. If you have, let's say for example, you have a woman. She knows if she doesn't take the sleeping pill, that tomorrow morning with the kids, it's going to be gefelach. She's badly going to have a migraine. No shayla about it. Maybe if that's the case, we already said last time, for a person who knows he's badly going to be a choyle she'emoy sakona, he's going to be not for the mishkav, and we'll explain right what that means, the maisa. So badly he's allowed to do it. Why? That's called preventing an illness. Preventing an illness is ki'imi, you got the illness now. So just like you're allowed, if you're choyle she'emoy sakona, to get the illness and to go and treat it now, to Shlomo Zalman. Maybe if you have to wait till you actually get the illness, then you know it's going to happen. Take it already now, right? We said this, Lamaisa Bikulu last week. We said the guy had a mechush also. We said if a person knows, for example, he's going to get a mechush. He's going to get a little headache. He's getting a little bit of heartburn. So for Esther, once he's got the headache, once he's got the heartburn, about it, Asher. Not to do anything about it. Or but before he gets it, he's more than out. Why? Because he's preventing the illness, right? For example, we know the person, for example, every single week after the trullant, heartburn comes along. So once the heartburn comes along, too late. Oh, but before he eats the chulant, let him take some tums, or whatever it may be. And the mela, he's preventing the mechush. The sabadu is mutter. Lady, I had one topic, I don't know. If a person, for example, already ate the chulant, and he knows 5 minutes is coming, is he now allowed to take the medicine? This I'm not sure, lemaisa. I think partially it can be mekel. Oh, but lemaisa, I'm not sure, because here the guy is be'etzim in the sugya. He's in the sugya of getting the heartburn right now. No, but he hasn't got it yet. So actually over there, taika tiny to be a little bit mad. I think lemaisa can be mekel. Right. Right. But the migraine is different because he's a chodesh she'imo sakona.
Yes.
But he's only giving a little bit of a heartburn. It's because he's not bald. Because he's not bald, that's why. He's not bald. Because
he hasn't got
it. Right, he hasn't got it yet. Oh, so you want to be making it? And I can tell you want to. Right. Over here, he hasn't got the heartburn. And as a lamb, you want to tell him, mask, I also think you'll be making over here, because Ba'etzim, he's not got the illness yet. He's not got the heartburn. Mask him. Muscle. I think we can make it over there. Let me go later. Okay, caffeine pills. Person wants to take a caffeine pill. So there are a lot of poskim whom I saw, they did lama. Oh, but they write the mice, a person should be bachmi, we got the caffeine pills. Why? It's a medicine. Any medicine is also on Shabbos. Oh, but the mice, look at the Ben Moshe. The Gebbish in the Rob, Yuchdik and Mekel, and Nizim Yonik. So the Ben Moshe has on. That's the Shaila. So the Ben Moshe push the Zach. A mensch wants to sit Friday night. He wants to go with the ganze Pausha, with all of the worship, and he wants to stay up the whole ganze night. Sabbath is with the Ben Moshe's mother. Well, he has a Mechush. There's a problem over here. He's ill. Abad is not ill. Memelev is not ill. What's the Issa? A person Be'etim is supposed to be tired. So what does he do? He just pushes off the tiredness a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. It's not like the case, for example, when a person can't sleep. So when a person can't sleep, Be'etim is a Bayah. He's meant to be sleeping right now. He can't sleep. There's a Bayah over here. You're fixing the Bayah. Over here, the Pshat is, you are meant to be tired. Everyone's tired at night. This guy takes something, he's not tired. That's not an Issa B'chal of the Ben Moshe. The Ben Moshe is not the Badr, it's Mutter. Come again, Baita. A person wants to take a pill to make the fast easier. The Ein is a fast on a Sunday. He wants to take the pill right before the end of Shabbos, and it's going to make the fast kilo easier. The easy fast pills, Shoyim Kal, I think they're called, right? Oh, so he wants to take a Zakal. So again, right there, I saw a lot of posts give a lot of slow, and they want to tie, they should be Machmet. Spoke, I just called up a big maker, Rabbi Fowler from Gates, said, I knew the maker, I can find a big cooler from him. What did he tell me? He said, no, that's not a medicine. That's called a preventative measure. Why? What does this same cow do? It goes inside your body, and it keeps the moisture inside, and it slowly releases the moisture. So throughout the day, you're getting this moisture releases. So if that's the case, Rabbi Fowler, well, that's a word for. You're not ill. That's not good to a fool. That's called a preventative measure. That's about the mutter. That's what he told me. Let me get in Baita. What? A good side of a chana. Listen, no, we discussed it with the last side of a chana, no? There's a side of a chana. If it's the Gabi Hedshud, there's often a Gemara in Beit, and that's still a Masjid Gemara in Shabbos also, that they have a Beit Shinol de Beyontif. We'll go into it very quickly. Beit Shinol de Beyontif, right? Do the Gemara? About the Smukta, right? What's the Gemara Dalton? Kofel of Kli! Fight Allah Achroni. What do you mean, Kofel of Kli? That's a chana! What are you doing? You cover a little kli to make sure that my egg stays there in this matzah till Motzei Shabbos. That's a ma'aseh achana. So the achroinim, the ma'aseh, there's many poskim as well, and they say, no, it's not ma'aseh achana. Why is it achana? Because that's called the ma'aseh of stopping yourself from a hesed. To stop yourself from a hesed, that's alright. As long as the many poskim, for example, to fill up the chulun pot after you finish the chulun, so it shouldn't get so dry, to be easier after Shabbos. There's not a sugi right now, maybe we'll speak about it another week, you have a helpful sachana. But they say, whenever there's a makam of hesed, you can be mekel. Fine, here's actually a makam of hesed, you can be mekel. Fine. Fellow came up to me recently, he said to me like this. His son has ADD, ADHD, lo yadei lama exactly, all the different nusachim. Oh, but he told me, during the meal, this kid is gefat, mommy's jumping on the tables, on the couches, all over the place. He said, I want to give him a pill before the meal. And then he'll calm down, things mirror, it's a big gishmak. So I told him, listen, I don't know. We know, and we discussed this last time, that if you have a child be'etzem, whenever there's a serious, whenever there's a tzoriach, has a din of a choyle she'ein bo sakon. That means immediately when a child has some kind of pain, some kind of uncomfortableness, this, and if you said cheat is a mice until even bar mitzvah, some place can hold. I could put him at least until 9, some place can hold until 3 and 4. But maybe, I said, this child, that is not, there's nothing wrong with this child. It's not pshat that this child has an illness. There's an illness over here, but it's not pshat this child is uncomfortable or not well. So maybe unless the child is be'etzem uncomfortable, or the child is be'etzem not well, so the horror is not happening over here. Because there's only a hat and the child be'etzem is not well. Yet the child is feeling fine. Because he loves jumping all over the furniture. Remember the choru, I told him there's no hat to do it. Come again, Baita. Vitamins. Are you allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos? So in the place can you see, there's four mahalchim, why people take vitamins. Each one has its own halacha. The first one is as like, let's say for example, a person had an illness, or he got cold, he got strep, he got sick, whatever it may be, and he's taking these vitamins, they suggested to him, because it will keep you going, the Ainu will stop you from getting ill again. Just as others in the place can miss mutter, right? Because again, like we said last time, preventing an illness is mutter. So taking a vitamin, that matzav, just as others is mutter. How about, okay, next case, a person is run down, feels schwach, goes to the doctor says, listen, take these vitamins. Oh, yeah, someone says, just take vitamins. So took the person, it's about this osav here. The Maganavron says, and the Shabur patterns this way, Shinkov Ches, Lamed Bob, that if you have something, Mechazik Mizgoy, Mechazik nizgoi means to mechazik yourself, to make yourself extra strong to survive this osha. They pass the mishabul alocha. Remember, if you have somebody, he's shvach, he's tired, whatever it may be, now, to take a pill, take a vitamin in that situation, to survive this osha. How about, when the person feels fine, feels geschmack, oba, the winter's coming, and you know, whenever the winter comes, that's when the cold's coming, the strep comes in, everyone's in bed. So what I'll do, I'll start taking a vitamin now, every single day, I'll pump up my body, have a minute, I'll be there, I'll be alright. So the person, that's good. Why? Because why are you taking the vitamin in that situation? You're taking the vitamin to save yourself from getting sick, preventing an illness, muta, next. Number case number four, you have a person, that's bad and fine, he's feeling fine, he's not worried about the winter, everything's geraldic. Oh, but what's the problem? I want more energy. Right? I used to take these things, and I said, oh, I get 9 shrimp every week, so I need energy, mamish. So I used to take sometimes these vitamins, they told me, to give you extra energy. Now, to take this on Shabbos is Vade Asa. So then we're going to go, Mishnah Brua, Mechazik Nizgoi. Mechazik Nizgoi is the Shaila Venissa. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not preventing an illness, I'm not going to make hush, I'm not going to get to Chodesh Shem B'Zah Konam. It's the Vade Asa. So I'm just pumping myself up. Let me get right up. Now the Maisa, the Ben Moshe says that this halacha that we just said by vitamins can differ very much when we deal with Americans. So the Ben Moshe, I did statistics, and so the Ben Moshe, the Debitin Rav, that if you go to America, you'll find that a third of America take vitamins. A few of them, nothing wrong with them, totally well. What's up, chap? But then it's this posh that you ask the American these things. Mom, it's this posh. I ask a lot of bochum after talking to my father. Father, you have to take your vitamin. The mother grew them up every single day. You must take the vitamin. The mainly for them, a vitamin is the Ben Moshe. I heard some other boys come also. Because a bag of vitamin is a Meichel Briyim. Because for them, it's not pshat, they take it for any reason. They don't take it to get not well, they take it to get well, to get better, to get mechazik nizgoi. Gulnish. They take it because Mama says, that's it. The main for them is a Meichel Briyim. It's about his mutter as they pass the Ben Moshe. So I heard from a folk and other boys come also. Now there's one more hetzer for Meichush, and then we move on to the next sugya. The one hetzer for Meichush is B'mokhi Mitzvah. We know, Minchas Yisrael brings a right this way, that for a Mitzvah, you're allowed to ask a Goy to do an Itzadu Abonim. Why? Shvus to Shvus, B'mokhi Mitzvah. Right? Oh. Leila, he says to Minchas Yisrael, you have a fellow, he's not well, he's got a Meichush. He can't go to Shul. He got my position to think that's what he used to say. You know, a woman's not well, she goes right up. Oh, but the man's not well. Ooh, the whole house has to close down over here. Mom is fair enough, everyone has to be quiet. No, Tati's not well, Tati's not well. Mom is, the whole house is crazy. So look there, if you have a man, he can't go to Shul. He can't eat the Shabbos Suda. Oh, it's a mitzvah. Zuk, the Minchas Yitzchak. Now, he can't do a mitzvah. So we have over here, he's in his Drabonon matter, because it's only a Meichash. For him to do a Drabonon, but not a mitzvah, if I'm allowed to ask a guy, I can go to the Drabonon. Maybe it's the Minchas Yitzchak, but not a mitzvah, you can make him. Person wants to go to Shul, person wants to eat the Shabbos Suda, let him take a pill, believe it's a Meichash. Tremendous Kula. Going on weiter. That's all Shlav number one, Meichash. Shlav number two, Mikzas Choyli. What's a Mikzas Choyli? Mikzas Choyli means, you have a fellow that be'etzem, he's got a headache, he's got a sore throat, whatever it may be. Oh, but he's not enough for the mishka. He doesn't go to bed yet. It's worse than a meichush, but not as bad as a chodesh ha'imer zakon. So what halacha does this guy have? So be'etzem, he has exactly the same halacha as a meichush. He can't take any pills, he can't take any creams, he can't take any sprays, nothing, gulnish. The only hesed that this guy has is be'etzem shulchan aruch at the beginning of Shin Bov that says you can ask a goy to do anything to Rabbanon. For example, you have a guy, and you ask him to do a favor, I need some medicine over here, right? So you ask him to go and fetch the medicine. Now, for a meichush, you can't take medicine anyway, so Efshar will be a shayla when he comes to Chodesh Im B'Zakona. Oh, but that's the only hetzer this mikzas choyli has. Be'etzem has got the same thing as a meichush. So let's now go be'etzem to what's Muna gave. Chodesh Im B'Zakona. I go with pills, because I had to mention, there's a few interesting zakhan, I just found some of the tshuvas, shmurdik zakhan, I never knew. That we know there's halacha when a person sleeps, like he's not to put things under the bed. So the Shevet HaKosin and other tshuvas have it as well. But Moshe also, that there's no issa of a person having tablets in his jacket or his trousers, whatever it may be, in the pocket over there, I feel if he goes to sleep. A person doesn't have to be choshish for the ruach ra that we know normally happens under the bed, that when a person sleeps, he can have it in his pocket without a problem whatsoever. Who has in the Ben Moshe, murdered a chiddush. He was a tainer that I feel you know how to take food into the bathroom, or a pill is mutter. A medicine is mudzik in the bathroom. Kach is the minig. A lot of people, they have their medicine cabinets in the bathroom. What happens to taking food into the bathroom? So the Bein Moshe is stopping their dinner food. Shuvah Ben Hoggis is a shita on it also. Let me go back to the tefillah. We know there's a tefillah that a person put on the Shulchan Aruch. A person is meant to say a tefillah before he takes a pill. Right? He wrote something, will speak out after the Maisa. Oh, but essence, he wasn't for a person to say. Are you allowed to say this tefillah on Shabbos? So the place in my brother. It's not called a bakasha. It's not called a bakasha that's also on Shabbos. The medicine. So what's that? Even saw some shittas that are holding that he wrote and passes you from the shahakol from the medicine. Let me go back to a woman after her look is a nail. She likes her look as a nail. She really didn't take a pill. The place came, she's allowed to take a pill with water after her blockers and nails. Let me go and bite them. Chole she'ein bo yisakon. Zul de shulchan orah, shim chob ches, sif yud zayin. Third sheet, it's the sheet of the Ramban. That you have a person that's a chole she'ein bo yisakon. What does this mean? The medicine is four different categories. Category number one is a person that's so ill that he has to go to bed. He's so ill, that's all he has to do is go to bed. Once he's in that mahalach, once he goes to bed, he can take any medicine whatsoever. Now, I would have thought, only if the person is be'etim in bed, that's when he has the heter. Tremendous kula. And if you have a guy, he mamish has to go to kodal, he mamish has to go to shul, he pushes himself to go, right? For the brochim, you say he has to go get that free meal. And the mice, he pushes himself, he's not well, up a peak and he goes. And he pushes himself to the shul, and he's still got a din of a nofel mishkan. He's still got a din of a choyle she'en bo sakana. Why? It's not the pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan, as we've learned in the Ramah also, that you're be'etim in bed. Oh, but the pshat is that going to bed will help you. If you're in that matzav, all medicine is mutter. Creams, medicine sprays, and other creams that are durabonon will speak about. When you do a durabonon, it must be with the shinoi. It has to be with the shinoi. Only when it's sakonis eva, which we'll get to Bez Hashem, that's when it's done without a shinoi. Or when it's a chonish ha'im with sakona, the only heter is a durabonon with a shinoi. There's another heter in a minute, we'll see. No, come on, we also have a child. Any child at the age of 2, 3, sometimes even 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 as well, had a din of a chole she'ein bo sakana when they're a little bit not well. We said, for example, last time, a baby with a diaper rash. What do you do in that matzav? So a baby with a diaper rash is a mother. Chole she'ein bo sakana. The medic could do an issa du'a bono with a shinoi. Who a din? You have a woman that just gave birth 30 days later. The Shabbat, she's going to din a chole she'ein bo sakana. Fine. So there's two hetzim of etzim bo'un shulchan aruch. Hetzim number one, we said, issa du'a bono with a shinoi. Right, from emotion, spectrum of emotion, I understand. So how do you take a pill with the shinoi? You can take a pill with the shinoi, you'll stand on your head. That's called taking a pill with the shinoi, is another dish. Because taking the pill means eating the pill. So emotion, how do you take a pill? So emotion, no, that's all right. Something that's not the mahalik b'chalal, you can't take without a shinoi, is about this mutter to take it, a feeling without a shinoi. That means, a person has got a din of chole she'ein bo sakana. All medication is 100% mutter to take in the regular way. And the Gabi creams, that will be something else. The Gabi creams, that's filled with the shinoi. And again, you can only do the type of cream that's a din du rabbanan. That means something that's a little bit thick, but it's not too thick. If it's too thick and it's too stiff, this is a shalabu d'oraisa. And but we'll see, mice, I think we can be making in that situation also. Heta number two. You have a goy. The heta is, the Shulchan Aruch says, you go and get a goy. And you can ask the goy to do an issim in HaTorah. That means you can ask this goy to go and drive, you can ask this goy to call the doctor, you can ask this goy to drive to the hospital with the patient, whatever it may be. Again, we're talking about a matter of chole she'ein bo sakana. Chole she'ein bo sakana means they're not a sakana. It's not a sakana sefosh, not pikuach nefesh. It's just something that sends them to bed. The shayla is, can we do a doraisa with the shinoi? This is very, very negayah by children, from miyuchad by children. When you want to put on a za cream, and the cream is, for example, pseudocreme. Anyone knows what pseudocreme is? No. Pseudocreme is a za thick cream. The kids are very good for the diaper rash. The shayla is, are you allowed to put on the shabbat? Are you allowed to do a doraisa with the shinoi? Or maybe no? It's only do a bono with the shinoi. So he said that the makor of this halacha is a Ramban. The makor of the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch Shin Chokres Yitzayin is the Ramban. What's the makor of the Ramban? Gemara Ksuv is Daf Samach. Zug the Gemara over there. You have a Merdeka Maite. You have a Guineach. Who's the Guineach? So actually, you have someone with a curved leg. They probably have got a heartache over there, and this guy is screaming. Zug the Gemara. What does he do? Yonik from an animal. Yonik from an animal, you get better, right? So there's a whole halach over there with the hot milk. Comes straight from the animal, and it goes. It's like the Gemara. Excuse me, Yaga. Hold it. Hold it. It's him in a tayu of dosh. What's the heter? Should be a night. That's klaf hayat. Hold on a minute. This guy over here is not a sakonis of poshus. If he's sakonis of poshus, he can become a shabbos to whatever he wants. And am I? He's a chayish eber sakonis. One second. What are we telling him to do? We're going to tell him to do something. Klach hayat. What's klach hayat? Chayim. Chayim is missing in that tailor. What's the heter? I'll be there.
Zuk the tailor dog.
Zuk the rab shukunot. Zuk the. Igle Tal, Allah Hasidim, I'll remember over here. Allah Hasidim Zub, it's a value, you have a raya from the Gemara, that if you want to do a doraisa with the Shinoi, that's mutter for Chodesh She'im Boi Sakona. Comes along the Shatzir, talks to Alibog, and says to Shatzir, Meshavur says, Vadinish. No, over there it's different. Over there we're talking about a case by Choyd. Now when a man goes along to an animal, and Choyd from an animal, this is Nishno Mal, that's not a Malacha Bechlau. That's not called a Malacha Doraisa with a Shinoi. That's called not a Malacha. Like we said last time, the Gabbai from Rabbazna, the Esam Chai Odom, that for example, a person walks and the light goes on. And the Asa, about the Nish. So the Chai Odom, the Rabbazna, that's called walking. You have to walk on Shabbos, about this Mutta. We made that, aye, the light goes on, not my problem. That's called walking. I'm doing myself walking. And maybe there's another thing over here. Zuk the Shad see him. You have this person over here that's yearning for an animal. That's not a normal thing, it's not a malacha. The main of the Mishnah Berurah's shita is that you can only do it Issa Durabbanan with a Shinoi, and not a Doraisa with a Shinoi. Zuk the Vosna, Meshevet HaLevi, from the Zalman pastors this way also, the Mokim Tseirich Gadol, you can be Seinach on till the David, the Tal, and everyone else that paskins that you can be Mako to do a Doraisa with a Shinoi. Now I spoke this over to a few poiskim. And I got screamed at a few times. No, we don't pass on this, we don't pass on this. I once wanted to come with a whole mahalach of a child that needed extra Weetabix. Oh, Shari has Weetabix, how you make on Shabbos, Doraisa, not Doraisa. And that's for another time, it's not for now. Oh, but Be'etim, it's a shine of a Doraisa, that's all I'll say. It depends how you make it about that, but it's a shine of a Doraisa. So I wanted to know, there was a person that once asked me that their child only eats Weetabix. As a young child, the shine of a choly shame as a collar, you can't starve a child, you won't eat anything else except Weetabix. What's the halacha? So I went over to a very choshua poison, and I told him, Chama Heta, where's the Heta? What's the Heta? The Rav Shukhanara! Look, the Rav! Here you have a Doraisa, so I make the Weetabix with a Shinoi. Whenever you have a Doraisa with a Shinoi, I learn to put to the Dovid, in a cow, many put it to the Zaman, same to Lady, they want to pass him, give me makeup. You have a, over here, choly shame as a collar, child! Right, and to do the rice of the Shinoi, ooh, did I get screamed at? That's the Shonam with the Paschal, I'm about the dish. Over there, I don't know, I think the rice we can be sent from the Vosna and the Zalman, but not from Sarah Godel. You have a Vosna from the Zalman, and you tell till the Dovid. I think it's Gavali. Let me get Rabshah, no, Chayyid, it's a Chazir Jayid. If it's a Chazir Jayid, let me get Baita. It's a Likra, it was a Likra, he told me that. I don't know the Chazir. Let me get Baita. Let me get Baita. We'll see one minute, okay. Okay, a goy doing a doraisa was the second heter, we said. To ask a goy to do any doraisa is mutter for a choyle she'im by sarkona. A person is in a matter of a choyle she'im by sarkona, they can get the goy to drive, get the goy to call the doctor, whatever you want to have. Now the shayla is, as you have a matter of a choyle she'im by sarkona. Well, say that he's allowed to take medicine. Do you say I can wait till Motzei Shabbos? Do I have a chiv to wait till Motzei Shabbos? Or do I not have a chiv to wait till Motzei Shabbos? So that's Torah, many places you want a timer. Metzim is a random, but it's not a chapov that says that when you have a matzav and you can do it beheta, so why are you doing it beisa? Why do you have to do it beheta? Maybe our piece of it is the masham on the passing of Sabbath's machmir. What? You got a hey way of doing it beheta? You can wait 20 minutes to Motzei Shabbos. What do you have to do it beisa for? And my father told me, Sabbath's mutter. What's the meisa you have a heta on Shabbos? Shabbos is here. You're a Chodesh Shein Basakona. You have a heta. What do you have to wait to Shabbos for? Right now you have a heta. It's like about this mutter. About it, if you can do it, believe shum, any problem whatsoever, everyone will be masking that you try. But when there's a stick of inconvenience involved, a person doesn't want to wait till Motzei Shabbos. He's got a moment, a splitting headache, his mom is sending him to bed, or if he wants to go to Maribesh or whatever it may be. So over there, if he doesn't have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, he can do it himself now. Why? Because he wants to go to Maribesh. He wants to go to Maribesh already now. So it's about this mutter. Let me get back to Hus? Boifen? Meaning to wait for Motzei Shabbos. Then you can be making the front door, you can make him do it now. If you've got the heter right now, you don't have to wait for Motzei Shabbos. Let me go back there. Person is a suffix. He's a suffix dying. And this is very negative, because a person often doesn't know, I don't know, am I mechush? Am I chodesh Shabbos Zakona? Am I mechush? Am I chodesh Shabbos Zakona? I'm not sure where I'm holding in life. So maybe in that case, the other person can want a tainer, so if it's Zambi, he wants to be making. And he wants to say, listen,
I'm over here a Suffolk. There's a Suffolk in the Drabonon. The Maisi could be making you take the medicine. I think if you don't know. Marcelio from a father, there's a whole tshuva. He says, no, let's be machmir. Because Kol Zman, you have a Suffolk over here. And he's going to cheskas that he's a Issa. And maybe he needs something, a Maisi, he needs something to show that he's okay. Oh, but everyone will be masking. Legabe taking a medicine on Shabbos. A person wants to take a pill. But he's not sure. Has he reached the darga of a chodesh ein basakana? Zvala postim its mutter. Because about that we said in the beginning, it's another tzirut that Bismanegi Tzitzah Shulchan says, why not? We don't know how to make medicine. So about that we don't be saying chodesh hafil lechatzchila. Of as a tzirut tzamun with the suffix by nisa du rabbanon, it's about that we can be saying that the meister he can take the medicine hafil if he's not sure whether or not he's got the chodesh ein basakana. Couple more things as well. The Shulchan Aruch and Meisha Bob says that a kol choylim eitzel atzino. That means the ekam cold is something that causes a choylish aimer zakonah. Right? Abba Chamamish asked me this Shabbos in the gate, and we got the heat, not we got the cold. But I told him this is the Minchas Yitzchok. The Minchas Yitzchok says that just like there is a problem when it's cold outside, and I forgot to put the heating on, I'm allowed to ask a goy to do even a taraisa. Why? Because I call choylim eitzel atzino. That means especially if you've got kids in the house, or you've got older people in the house, or you're prone to get not well, that if it's cold and you forgot the heating, you have a heta, got to ask goy to put on the heating. I tell Reiser, it's about this mutter. Why? Chodesh ein b'sakana. I don't tell me. He's not a chodesh ein b'sakana right now. Oh, but he'll come one. He'll get the one. The maybe it's about a mutter. Zud the minchas yitzchok. Zelda zech applied by heat. Mind the chiddush. That if a person's very hot, Bacha Mamish, this Shabbos has told me the same thing. He came back, the extra air conditioning wasn't going on. The phone has to go and get a koi. But the etzem zach is that a person who's choyle itself there. And then if half is there, it's a shulchan aruch, may shine above, he can go and get a koi to do the raisa. Two more things. They got me temperature. What is the shade that the priest can give for a person when he gets a certain amount of temperature, is he allowed to already be Machal Shabbos? So the etzem zach is kids. When it comes to kids, so Be'etzim, we're ready Mako, from even a little bit over 100, we're ready Mako, we're going to take them 100%, it's a Shaila B'Sakonah, it's a Foshim B'Kuach Nefesh. If a child's acting not normally well, high temperature, and you know they're not teething, you can be Machal Shabbos. Rav Moshe says, if you have a temperature of 102, or which is 38.9, Rav Moshe, Sofik Sakonah, it's a Foshim, you can ready be Machal Shabbos. Or but in the Bnei Brak, in the Shem Dalevi, or Vosna, they tie in 104, which is 40, they tie in, and that's already going to deliver Sarkonah. So what do you do with a thermometer? You have to do a thermometer, so the Gemara tells us that Medidah Shel Mitzvah is Mutter. Right, the Gemara is talking about a mikveh, where they allowed to measure a mikveh, the Gemara is about it's Mutter, it's a Medidah Shel Mitzvah. Look at Mishnah Berurah, over here, before, it's also a mitzvah. The person's got a mitzvah to wrap himself. Leila, a person wants to go and take the thermometer and measure his temperature for a four. That's not called the problem of measuring on Shabbos. So which thermometer does he use? So the ashes are posher, the digital ones, that's out. That's by a psychologist posher, that we can't use. The ones that go over the forehead with all the colours, it's about this Oscar Sashaila Kleistik. Whether it's Miskaya, not Miskaya, maybe they're not getting into it right now, so Rabbanon Daraisa, but you can't do it. Of a regular mercury thermometer. I saw the most tremendous kiddush today for a Moshe Shtabach. Moshe Shtabach in Truth von Hogger says, I'm moving the Gadak. He says, you can't use one of those. Why not? It's from Bishol. What's Bishol? Huh? Bishol. What do you mean? You're putting it inside your mouth, you're softening the vessel. Right? We don't often make the moan. The Shulchan Aruch has way of beginning. Shinyit Ches. That when you have a piece of metal, and you soften the metal, you've got an Issimina Teru Bishol. So Moshe Shtabach, you take this thermometer, you put it in your mouth, that's Bishol! You're suffering the metal inside there, right? Because all right, it makes it all runny and everything like that. Comes from the middle of the city and says, ah, what's going on over here? Ask us that. You know anybody that's Yatsu Lettuce Boy? I never met anybody that's Yatsu Lettuce Boy. And those with the middle of the city. Not as that's with the middle of the city. One second. That's called Bishol Bechamo! Bishol Bechamo, after the Gemara is Mutter. Shuk no pass this way. See, Gimel, Shnit Ches. It's about his Mutter. Bishol Bechamo is about his Mutter. However, the Shaila comes to shake it afterwards. Right? When you want to shake down the mercury. If you're shaking it down after you've used it for after Shabbat, and you put it in the cupboard for next time, that's mamash shayla b'chana. That's klal. Of the same can do b'chana. The person can ask, hello, this thermometer in the month of it's in right now is a broken glee. Can't use it again. It's out to holding about 102 right now. You're going to be putting it in again, it won't work. The made up by shaking it down, you're making it a usable glee. We know when you take a broken glee and make it into a usable glee, it's a shayla b'chana. Remember, the first thing put that coin in, you have to shake it down before you use it again. Well, Pashri can examine it. So the Zaman says, I met him with the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Tes. You have a watch, a clock, and this clock stops. So to go wind this clock, to shine with the race, back of a patch. Why? Broken clean, good clean. Bad awesome. How about the Mishrema Zalman? If you have one of these kids' toys, one of the kids' toys, you know, you wind them up, and the clock goes flying on, maybe that's also Makim Patish. You have a broken clean, you're winding it up, you're making a good clean. Why? Because over there, by a clock, let's say we come by a watch. A watch is meant to be going the whole time. If it stops, broken. One of these cars, if you buy it and it would go and go and go, no, that's a broken clean. The vault of this clean is for it to stop, wind it, stop. I mean, that's the mahalak of this clean. So, same thing over here. With this thermometer over here, it's the mahalak of this thermometer, it's to go up, down, up, down. But maybe by shaking it, it's vadanah isa makam apatish. And we'll finish mamish with two maises. The esther mice, I sent someone to Rabbi Yashav with this shayla, because I didn't know what to do. And somebody, mamish, told me to go to Rabbi Yashav. I told him, do me a favor, ask this shayla, because it's a very important shayla. The shayla is by Etzim, was from a doctor. The doctor said like this, you get sometimes patients. I'm talking on a Friday night, sometimes even Shabbos morning. Mom, especially at the service, when they get a shayla, and they have Friday evening coming in, and these Friday evening come in, and they get a chvayis, there's something wrong with me, this, that, and the other, go to hospital, Mercedes. The hospital will tell them, Alles ist gut, go home. What are you going to do? You're going to take a taxi, he's going to drive, he's going to do all sorts of issues. So the doctor asked me, am I allowed to say to him, you know what, we think you're okay, but we're going to keep you in for a little bit of observation. Come on to Shabbos. Yeah, 100%, everything came out gabaldic. But maybe we're not going to call Shabbos. Am I mechuyev to do that? Because actually, by me sending him off, as I expect the doctor, I'm going to send him off, I'm making him be mechal Shabbos. Right? So, Be'etzem, how does it work? When a person stays in the hospital, this is what Rabbi Yashav said, when a person stays in the hospital, that's why I know it's possible, because I sent someone dafka for this, when someone goes to the hospital, they stay there. What's the pshat? They're using insurance money. That's how it works normally. Now, insurance money normally is what they call tzibur money. Right, it's money that goes from the tzibur. If we can't pay for it, he'll pay for it. The kid gets a collection of the zakat. Do we be lashing? You're not allowed to stop him, and on the expense of the tzibur, I'm the mechuyev. He wants to mechal Shabbos. Let him mechal Shabbos. That's not my problem. I'm not even if even that matzav. Obviously, we'll be lashing. If he's a tourist and he's spending his own money, it's a vada. My sister often in Gemara brachas. The one bracha says, if someone's annoying, walking down the street, and he saw someone wearing a shtickle, not priest kazan, and they ripped it off. And Gemara, what's happened with Nezek? Are you over? What's going on? Chayshu Mishpot? It's like, no, that's a chesed. The Chazon Ish says this. Chazon Ish said, that's called a chesed. When you do something with someone like this, that's going to cost them money, that's not my problem. That's called a chesed. It's called Gemilis Chasodit. Hey, that's the Chazon Ish. That's the Namish in this case. That you have a matzav, where I can save this guy from doing Kol Shabbos. I tell the Bochum all the time, if you find something in the room that's not a mission of the Seder, you have a hesed gomor to take in and burn it. He tells me, what do you mean? Oh, he's going to charge money, and it's going to cost me this and the other. It's 100% mutzav. It's gemilas chasodim. It's what a gomor. There's no issa b'chav, there's no goyim, there's no b'chav, there's no problem with Chosha Mishpah. The last thing that Rabbi Shlomo Solomon used to ask is, Azoy, Rabbi Shlomo said, that I don't understand. We know that Onik Shabbos is very stark. Oynik Shabbos, we know that the Mamish the Halachas of Oynik Shabbos, the person wants to eat after he says, you mechuyev eat what you want to eat. Oynik Shabbos, maybe. But the Hilchos before, when you don't know before, it seems to be forget. Seems to be when a person has a pain, has an uncomfortable moment, whatever it may be, not have to do anything. I don't understand. I want to enjoy my Shabbos. I can't enjoy my Shabbos if I've got pain. What is the pshat? But it's also to refuah. The Gemara is the baita. Says the Gemara, you're not even allowed to say refuah shalema. You have to say Shabbos in Melissa. What's pshat? I think that the zuk there now. Pshat in the Betim to Meshach Chochem is said in Hilchos by Rosh Hashanah. And Meshach Chochem says that when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, that the etzim skula that a person gets from not blowing the shofar is the etzim skula he gets from blowing the shofar. For example, over here, you have a place commercial over here that's not well. The etzim, what do we normally do? We need to daven. Now, if a person doesn't daven, he's not going to get that well. So there, when a person's moisten nefesh, and he keeps on office, and he doesn't do anything wrong, so maybe that alone is enough of the skula that'll get the refuah shalema. Beis Hashem. Go ahead.